This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Senate is expected to vote on a budget resolution this week. Passing it would move the GOP one step closer to the tax overhaul it so desperately wants. President Trump promised Monday in a Rose Garden press conference with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that the tax plan is on track. But the outcome of the budget vote is far from predictable, and the debate is going to launch us into a full-on back and forth over the deficit. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It wasn't that long ago Republicans planted the flag as the party of belt tightening, of fiscal responsibility. But the budget the Senate will take up allows for as much as $1.5 trillion in tax cuts over the decade, tax cuts that won't be paid for with other tax increases. Donald Marin is with the Urban Institute.
The offsetting tax increases have turned out to be quite unpopular, and so as a result, the Senate is aiming for big tax cuts.
Jacob Liebenluft is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says the Republicans will try to make the case the proposal isn't as bad for the deficit as it seems.
I expect Republicans to argue that these tax cuts may, in fact, pay for themselves through higher growth.
But he says it's an argument that's at odds with a lot of economic evidence out there, and no doubt will be a sticking point in the debate ahead. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.